A lovely welcome to the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation has never been easier for power women who want it all, love, life, and success. Today, I would like to talk with you about, in fact, part number two of the examples. The last time I was, in fact, presenting to you, you remember it was about Larissa and also Bianca, and I read out a little bit their first attempts while doing this, you know, the writing exercises and how they were doing and what in fact they were writing to give you a better, you know, comparison option. And today I would like to deepen this a little bit more. In fact, why I said we should deepen this a little bit more, you know, and in fact, what we then did after that. So, you know, how it is like when you start doing it, when you do it then really right and properly, and in fact, what was then really the outcome. So be excited. What is coming today is very interesting. And thank you very much already for listening. Hi, my name is Michelle from Switzerland. And in this podcast series, you will learn how I did my transformation, my real change in love, life, and success. And especially on top of this, how you can do that as well without wasting any more money and any further time. So we talk about what you need to know, what you need to have with the right tools, methods, and with the right training. You can do that as well. So are you ready? Then let's get started. All right. Yes, the second part of our examples, Larissa and Bianca. So the last time we really had a look at, you know, how they were doing with the first exercise of writing things down and, you know, why we in fact, you know, said, please deepen this a little bit more. And today I would like to have a closer look with you about the fact why I said that and in fact, on which I could say right away that we, you know, can do much more behind it. And this is, you know, the insights I would like to give you a little bit with this podcast episode, that you really have a really better understanding what you also can do to deepen that also for you. All right, Larissa, was it the one who was deeply in love with someone and this love romance had to stop suddenly when you remember this correctly or remember this right away? And also Bianca, was it the one who was really, you know, unhappy in her job, not because of the job, because more of her boss. The boss was not really nice, acting and behaving towards her, in fact, you know, putting her down. And, you know, she was really close to be quitting the job because she said she cannot stand this any longer. So the one had, of course, an happy end, which I told you already last time, and the other ones had not an happy end. But this is not the point. The thing what we would like to look and have a closer look at is how they were doing this exercise. And I read you out the last time, you know, their letters, the first letters they were starting to write and, you know, to give me a better understanding picture, in fact, in what situations they were in. And as I told you already at that time that, you know, they were great results, you know, they really started, you saw, yeah, they were really trying to do very, you know, thinking about it. And it took them longer than only, you know, 30 minutes to write these things, you know, and that was already a very great outcome. But to both, I said, I think you can deepen this much more. And this is, in fact, I would like to tell you why I could find this out right away. And the reason, therefore, is quite simple. Because when you start working on something, and please double check also from your own experience. And here I want you to think back about, you know, the Yahori window we were talking about, I think, a couple of episodes ago, where we were talking and saying, you know, please give me an introduction of yourself. And when you remember this, you know, what is what you people usually do? They come, they say, oh, all right, okay, I should introduce myself. So I'm Michelle, I'm 40 years old, I have two kids, I like to ski, I like to be outside, and I'm a coach and a consultant. You know, this standard, let's put it like this, I push the button, record, outcome, you know. So whoever would ask me on this planet, this is the information anyone is allowed to know about myself. But the thing is, when someone is asking you, so how do you do, so who are you, introduce yourself, you know, This is then really that you stay, so you know, that you do small talk. This is information stored in your head, in fact, which can be pressed at any time and is coming out exactly like this in the morning, lunchtime, and during the evening, you know. And this is exactly what is happening when I give this little exercise to you and say, please sit down and write everything about down about this situation or about this person which is really up to now hurting you, bothering you, and you're not happy with. Please start now. And the outcome of this is, of course, good, because, you know, they start thinking about it, they would like to solve it. Everything assured and everything tick in the box. But as you also might have heard the last time, as I was trying to just to summarize it and to read it out by translating it, by the way, at the same time, but you know that you, I forget an understanding what they were writing, what was really clearly missing. And I think you have already the right feeling for this, and also why I made this part two podcast episode about it, because emotions were missing. The really deep, you know, more information behind it, all right? And here I also would like to give you the clear picture. So they came to my coaching lounge, they were starting to write, you know, and they're starting writing as if they just write a little letter. And this is not what we're looking for. We don't want these standard answers, which you would give to someone, anyone on the street, when they ask you, please tell me something about this situation you were not so happy about. And then, you know, this is really what we're looking for, you know, because then you have to get you out of this. We want you really in that position that you get on the paper the true emotions. So how did you really feel? How much did this really hurt you? How much, you know, does this really occupy you in your head? And then it's not only enough that someone comes, press the button, and you just start with your record. And that's the reason why we redo this exercise. So we start, yes sir, and then you redo this one a day after, again and again and again and again, and then you realize one thing right away. So trust me, this exercise is really important. So don't take it easy, it really has really a deep sense, a psychological deep sense behind it. Because when you do that, you get automatically away from this standard small talk contents which you have stored in your head, and someone comes, presses, and you start a record, to I need to give, and you know, I need to provide more. And then you start really thinking about, okay, what else was the thing which was not okay in this situation or that person? And, you know, the more you do this exercise, the more interesting aspects come up in your mind. And this is really true. And this is really what we're looking for. And this is the reason why I said also to Larissa and Bianca, please redo it again and really focus on emotions. What was really up there? Okay. And that's also very interesting, because both of them, you know, the other letters then they were presenting and reading out to me had two things. First of all, they were much longer. Second, there were much different contents which came out of it, you know, and that was really the nice thing about it, you know, because I leave usually the client, the women, read out their sentences, their letters to me, you know, that you really can start hearing and also feeling the emotions they have or that they had in that situation. And this is really what we're looking for. And this is so important. So first of all, you get more and more content. And second is that you really get closer to really the feeling. And, you know, the more you do this, and this is very interesting, you know, it is not that, oh no, I don't know more what to talk and to you know, to write about. Forget it. Exactly the opposite will happen. So when you start writing it, you write 2, 3, 5 pages, then you redo this, you know, then more and more content is rising up and popping up inside of you, including things, emotions, experiences, you know, memories, you know, everything then comes out and you don't know why and from where, but they are there. And this is exactly what we're looking for. So we would like to get really you out of the comfort zone of your habits. You know, someone comes, presses the button, and then you start to play your record, you know. We want to get you out of this. We want you really to get deep down. Start digging what's more behind it. Start digging what comes out of it the more you do this exercise, all right? And also, you know, when you read out, you know, then the letters, and this is in fact what I could only do partly, I want to hear, you know, I want to hear your emotions. I want to not see it, not read it. I want to hear them. And it is possible. And this is so important that you do that and really try to make it like this. And I'm straight, you know, also to give you a little example about myself. As I started to write about it, you know, I really remember myself so greatly in this. I was sitting in the winter garden up there, you know, and I was writing, I don't know exactly about whom I was, but, you know, as I started writing, my fingers were sweaty. My fingers were so intense, in fact, that after a while I could not hold the pen anymore because I was internally so intense, so angry, so mad at this person. How dare she or he could do that, that, and that, you know, that this exercise really wore me out. And I wrote, I think the first time, so 1 hour, 1.5 hours, just a letter just to that person. And also as I was reading it out to someone at that time, you know, it made me so mad. And I did not want to do and continue doing this exercise, you know, to do the repetitions, because I said, why do I have to write and have to, you know, fill my head with this information again? It's not that person who has to go, for example, to a coach. It's not me. So why should I do that? Why do I need that? I did not understand at that time. But we will get there, so don't worry about it. But also for me, it was not an easy exercise. And also I had to learn it, that you're not just start writing and then you're finished. So it's really the emotions, that what is really behind this standard record which comes out of you. There is much more. So really take this exercise very, you know, very serious. And I'm repeating it. Do the repetitions. They will make you they will open your eyes what is still more behind it. And you will love this exercise. So really try it very hard. And I hope this 1-2 little examples could help you, and also that you get a better understanding, you know, what is really, you know, what others were doing and, you know, fighting with, and also their observations thereafter, and also as they were sitting in my coaching lounge. So that's it for today. I hope you liked this little podcast episode and that you had 1 or 2 takeouts out of this. So wish you great fun, really, to continue working on your transformation. And if you have any further questions, of course, you can shoot me a message. Or if you would like to get a personal consulting and coaching out of my experience, I can give you, of course, anytime feedback and also one of our next podcast episodes. When all this is a little bit too slowly for you, I understand completely. You have, of course, anytime the option that you get with me for your free consulting call into contact, and we have a closer look in your situation, and if maybe 1 or 2 of my coaching experience could be really the right thing for you as well to speed you up in your transformation. So up till then, thank you very much, and up to the next one of the podcast series, The Real Change. Transformation is not easy. Thank you.